Hi, I'm Curtis.
Hello, I'm Melissa.
Hello, I'm Connor.
And welcome to the What's Happening podcast. It is season 5, episode 20, I think. Possibly. Either way, we are back. How are we all doing? We all good?
All good, yeah.
Absolutely fabulous.
We've all had a little bit of time off.
It's
Connor
nice
had his holiday
you.
before that, and me and Melissa are just back. So it's been a full-on couple of weeks, but we're back and we're here to do an episode before you two disappear off again.
Like, yeah. I feel as though we're never here.
Do you know what? I'm not even sorry for it. I'm not one bit sorry. We were locked down for 2 years. If somebody asks me, do I want to go to the moon? I'm saying yes. Like, I'm going.
Life is for living.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're back for season 5, episode 20. Good to see you guys. Great to be back on literally the only day that we were able to schedule this in.
So you kind of threw a spanner into the works because we had this scheduled and Curtis
for a
was
week.
Like, might not be able to do tomorrow, guys.
No, and it was so funny us trying to find another hour somewhere
like the 15th of August is the next time that we can record.
Yeah. I was texting Connor. I was like, could you record from Zoom in London? No. Melissa's away. Where are you going?
When?
You're going to Palma and then Ibiza?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to Palma and then Ibiza.
Wow. We don't cross over, though, because what time do you fly out at on the...
Haven't even got my details.
No? Okay.
But I don't come home until the 8th night. And you...
I fly home on the 8th evening. No, the 9th evening. I'm
sure I fly out on the 9th morning. Okay. We'll discuss this off the podcast.
If you two are going to meet up in Ibiza, should I get a flight over just for the...
Absolutely.
Should we record an episode in Ibiza?
Imagine.
Yeah. That's the last thing I want to do if I'm going to Ibiza, to be honest. Right, on this episode, we are jumping on that hype of there are 10, but...
Yeah, so this has been everywhere and...
Was it a TikTok thing?
Yes.
Yeah, it was. But our lovely listeners have not let us down content that
they knew they wouldn't. And I flicked through some of them. There's some absolutely brilliant ones in there, to be fair. So looking forward to that. We'll get to your ones later on. Melissa, you're on quiz, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Apparently so.
Have you got a quiz? Mm-hmm. Right, okay. So we'll just swiftly move on to listener of the week then. And I think we've got a few listeners in the week this week, don't we?
We do, yeah. Will I do mine first?
You do yours first, yeah.
So, hello to... Let me just get it 1 second.
It's good that you're prepared.
Creative Collective, they said, hi, What's Happening podcast. I'm Lauren from LJK Designs. I'm with my co-founder, Madja, from Makuku. Or is that Madge UK?
It looks like Majuku.
We have organised a market event on Saturday the 6th of August at the Mac in Belfast.
Very nice.
The market event will have a variety of local and creative small businesses, and it's from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. We wanted to let you know, as I listen to your podcast and know that you chat about different things happening in and around Belfast. Thank you, Lauren.
There you go. The word is out. Enjoy your...
So what is that event?
It is an organised market event on Saturday the 6th of August at the Mac in Belfast.
Awesome.
It's going to have a variety of local and creative small businesses.
Fabulous.
Have a good day. I've got to ask a question. What exactly is the Mac? It's a place I've never been to.
So they do like...
It's a creative place, like plays and stuff, yeah.
They do plays, okay. But there's a gallery. Like there's a coffee shop.
You always hear people, oh, this is happening at the Mac, and it's like, okay, but like there's always different things.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's also used as like... what are those places called where you can just go and work? Like a hot spot?
Hot desk.
Oh, hot desk. Yeah.
I think you can hot desk at the Mac. Don't quote me on that, but
okay.
I do think you can.
Yeah.
Moving on with listener of the week.
We also have Hannah. Hannah said, hey, I love your podcasts and always listen to it when I'm out walking my dog, Sky. Hello, Sky. She said, today I was walking in the morns and wasn't very motivated, so I put on your most recent podcast and it gave me a new lease of life. We love to be listener of the week. Winky face.
That makes me
so
happy.
Lease of life.
I know.
Reading these is like the biggest ego boost ever.
Yeah. It really is, isn't it? This is the reason we do Listener of the Week, let's be honest.
Right, so I've got one.
So
we got another one.
No, they're mine. Go ahead.
Okay, so Sarah messaged us and she said, I feel like I'm so late to the party. I work in a school during the summer and I've been listening to the What's Happening podcast literally from the start. I literally never laugh so much. It brings a smile to my face and I just chuckle out loud. Honestly, it's so lighthearted. It's amazing. I haven't been able to stop laughing.
Oh,
thank
lovely.
You so much.
That's so nice.
Thank you.
The other one I want to add in is just Nikki Sands, who said, has The Punisher been watched yet? And I want to answer that with the predictable answer, which is no. I haven't watched it. So
I've got something new to add to both of your lists. I've already told Curtis about it.
Oh, you have, and it looks amazing, right, to be fair.
I don't know what happened. What night was it? I think it was the night before Scott's fight. I kind of wanted to go to the cinema. Mm-hmm. I suppose I'm just going to start telling you about my week, will I?
Yeah, crack
this
on.
Just
be
my week.
Yeah.
So I wanted to go to the cinema, but it was... By the way, just to start, I've had an amazing week. Oh my gosh, my boyfriend won his fight. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, well done, man.
The Lord above, because how stressful. He is now the featherweight champion.
It's class, isn't it?
It was so scary.
Get on that dog and bone, Dana.
I just wasn't... A couple of promotions have been in touch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not the big ones, but a couple. I wasn't myself, though. I really usually am not as nervous as I was. And not that I usually enjoy it, but I do. Like, I really do enjoy the fights because I respect the sport so much. I just was so, so, so nervous. I guess because it was for a title and I knew it was important. I didn't enjoy it at all. He smashed it. It was amazing. It went all three rounds. It was a proper scrap, mm-hmm. which is what he wanted because that kind of showcases all that you can do.
Yeah.
He got caught in a couple, like... He got caught in a guillotine, which is kind of like a headlock choke thing.
Okay.
And that sounds like something I never want to be caught in.
He got caught like almost in an armbar, but like Scott is obviously very good at jiu-jitsu and he's very good at staying composed.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought his arm was going to break in half, but no, he got out of that. And he stood and he threw hands and it was amazing. Like, it was such a good showcase of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he won. It was amazing. So that was at the weekend and I just want to get that out of the way first of all. So
well done, Scott.
What's his belt like?
It's so heavy.
Is it?
It's triple plated, you see. So it's heavier than a lot of the other ones because it's like a silver plate, then a gold plate, then a silver plate in the riding.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's really, really nice. I'll show you a picture after.
I have a question about the belt. What happens with it? Does it have to live at the gym or does he bring it home with him?
No, like he has it. It's at home.
Is he just like? Does he just walk around the house wearing it? Because I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been walking around with it, but he's taken it over to the gym. It's actually sitting in the gym that he works in now. It's really good for the gym that he works in because that's a boxing gym. And it's like one of our actual, you know, coaches is currently a professional fighter.
It would be really good, like, for business if you're a personal trainer. So if I was a personal trainer and I want a belt, I'd walk around wearing it because it's just like advertising, this could be you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can you bring the belt in and we can use it for the winner of listener of the
oh
quiz?
Oh my God.
That'd be so fun because we had planned on doing that.
It's actually so heavy. So heavy. But
and
yeah,
we're lazy at the best of times, so like no one's going to want to carry that.
No.
It'll just sit in the corner.
I know. But anyway, that was the weekend. I suppose I should go back in time. I went away to Lisbon. Have any of you been to Lisbon?
No.
No, I've been to Portugal, but I've never been to Lisbon.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I've been to Portugal too, Albufeira.
Yeah, yeah.
But never to like the city part, I guess. Honestly, put it on the top of your list. I think it's my new favourite city. It and Amsterdam. I love Amsterdam as well, but it's so, so, so good. Like the food is amazing, the brunch spots, and it's just a beautiful city, a very clean city.
Yeah.
Apparently it's a very wealthy city. You know, a lot of places you go these days that you see an awful lot of homelessness.
Mm.
And I feel like that's rising everywhere. Very, very little. I think if I saw one person the whole time I was there, which I think shows how well the city's doing in terms of everything. And our taxi driver was saying that the people in Lisbon love the tourists. It's 90% tourists and 10% Portuguese people.
Yeah.
And that they love money and they always work so hard and every person goes to work. Like he was explaining just loads of things. You know, the taxi drivers just talk to you.
Yeah.
So we had such a good time. I really want to go back with Scott. It's so, so, so good. Such a good city break. So that's where I went. And then I came home and obviously it was Scott's fight. And my favourite movie ever came out. So I read this book, Where the Crawdads Sing, in lockdown, like 2 years ago.
Is this your recommendation?
No.
Okay, sorry.
So
you did review the book on the podcast, like during lockdown,
didn't
you?
I think you did.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the movie came out on the 22nd. That was the night before Scott's fight.
Uh-huh.
But we weren't going to go to the cinema because we just kind of wanted to stay in the house. So we started watching the show. This is my recommendation. Scott picked this and I was like, oh, is this? I haven't even heard of it. Apparently it's only out a couple of weeks or a month or so. It's called The Terminalist.
Right.
It's Chris Pratt. He is phenomenal in it.
And Ryan Gosling?
No, you're thinking of The Grey Man, aren't you?
Yes,
that new
I saw
thing,
that,
which apparently is amazing.
It's not a movie. It's a series. Because I thought it was a movie and then the episode ended and I was like, wait, what?
Mm.
What? It's crazy. It's kind of like... kind of Liam Neeson style. I don't really know how to explain it.
Well, what happens in
so it?
So
it starts
it's
off...
like a thriller?
No.
Okay.
Action. I don't really like thrillers or horrors. It's action. It starts off when he's a Navy SEAL and it starts off there in deployment. And it shows his team and something happens and then he comes home and a lot of his team has died.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, that was so weird. Something's happened. And he's trying to figure out, obviously, something bad's happened. And he thinks like someone in the government has done this, actually like the war that they were in. So he kind of goes on like a Liam Neeson spree.
Okay.
When all these bad things happen to kind of, and I feel like the terminal list is all the people on his list that he wants to like kill because they've done him wrong. It's amazing so far. There's only 8 episodes. So I just finished episode 6.
The Terminal List?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I'll check it out. And I can vouch for it because you maybe
watched
watch
the trailer.
Okay.
6 a.m.
He's watched the trailer but hasn't watched the show.
6 a.m. on a Saturday morning and Melissa's like, watch this really intense trailer. And I did.
It
looked really good,
to be
fair.
On the Friday night, yeah. 2 episodes and hadn't went to bed at 3 a.m. because I had to, or 2 a.m. because I had to watch another episode.
Yeah.
It was so good.
It does look very good and it has made its way onto the list and I think it is something that I will watch.
Yeah.
So I'll watch it in the next
week. It's got Punisher vibes as well, but he won't commit to Punisher because it's too many seasons and too many episodes, but this is only 8, so I knew you could hook him in.
Yeah.
So that, and then obviously the fight was on Saturday. In here on Sunday, oh my goodness, I was so tired on Sunday morning because we didn't go out after the fight or anything like that. We came back to the house and some of Scott's friends came back and they had a couple of drinks. They were going to go out, but like he'd just been beat up. So he got a shower and he was like, no, I'm going to get ready. I saw him go out of the shower and put his pajamas on and I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm not going out. I'm just going to have a few drinks here. So they were doing that. I went to bed at 10 to 1. I text my mum at 2:05 and I was like, what am I going to do? I have to get up at 5 and I can't sleep. Like the adrenaline pulsing through my body was insane. I just couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
Then I got up at 5 after 3 hours sleep. I was not in a good way. And the worst part was I didn't just have to make it to 10 a.m. I then had to go straight to an event I was hosting in Margot and it was going to last till 3 p.m. I was wrecked. But the event was actually amazing. I'm working with West Coast Cooler and they were doing a BFF event.
Yes, I saw
which
you posted about this.
Yeah, cute. Like it was a really, really lovely event. And they've got a whole new look. Oh my goodness. West Coast Killer is now in a can.
Which, really?
Yeah, it hasn't... I don't think they're retailing just yet. I think they're coming in this week.
Did you know that you can get canned water?
Yes.
Yeah.
So cool. I think everything tastes better out of a can.
I would much rather canned water. Right, so this is something I was thinking about through the week. I'm so sorry to stop you here, but when it comes to canned water, it's a great idea because I'm getting annoyed with the council consistently telling me that I need to put plastic bottles in a blue bin and stuff like that. That's fine, right?
Yeah.
Why do companies not stop using plastic? Why are we the ones who are getting told you could get fined for this? You stop using plastic. Anyway.
Well, you can get water in a cardboard box as well.
Yeah.
Coconut water is nice out of the cardboard box.
But I think everything tastes better out of a can and I think drinks taste better out of a can especially because they seem fizzier or colder. I don't know, so West Coast Cooler have a whole new look and they're in a can now, which is class. So that was kind of to celebrate like this new that new look that they have unveiled. And it was a really nice event. So then I went home, had a nap and watched some more Terminal List and then went and saw the movie Where the Crawdads Sing, which has gotten so many bad reviews.
Right.
Really bad reviews, so I was a little apprehensive, but I really, really, really enjoyed it. I thought they did a really good job of telling the story. I get some of the reviews. If you haven't read the book, it's this sweet girl. She lives in the marshland, which is essentially like, the best way I could describe it to you would be like a bog.
Okay.
So a lot of the reviewers say like, why is she so well-dressed? And why is she so clean? And I get that. I think they could have... That was the first thing that struck me. I was like, oh, I expected her to be dirtier. Like, I expected there to kind of be mud on her face.
Yeah.
Which there never was. Like, she looked very clean to be living out there. But, like, other than missing those details, I thought they told the story really well. They did leave out one massive thing, But I suppose maybe they didn't see it to have importance. Mm. I did. It was like a big unveiling in the book. They still did the big unveiling at the end. I don't know. I really did enjoy it. The book is better, but with a lot of movies, that's how it goes.
I was
going
to say, is it a classic case of the book's better than the books, movies?
I still think the movie told the story really, yeah, really well, because Scott enjoyed it and I really didn't think he would.
Yeah.
He was like, no, that's good. And there's like a couple twists. And I was so excited for the twist at the end to see what he would do, or if he would be shocked, or if it, I remember in the book it packed so much impact, like my jaw was on the floor. I sat the book down and I was like, oh my god, like so shocked. And obviously it didn't have that same impact on me because I was expecting it, I knew what was coming, so I kind of wanted to see if it would do that to him. And he turned around and he goes, so it did. So
yeah.
I still think it was good. I think they rushed the ending. I remember in the book they like replayed this thing that happened, and they didn't do that in the movie, and I really think that would have helped. But other than that, I just feel like that one scene was missing. I thought it was really, really good.
Good.
I would go see it again. That's kind of me up to date on my week. Just back to work before I go out of Palma and Ibiza.
There's one thing you missed. Something you achieved this week.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I forgot.
Tell us all about it, Melissa.
Okay, so I had 10 days off the gym. I was so excited to get back into my routine, but I didn't know it was test week. I got in. They were like, Melissa, you can do a pull-up. I was like, I can't do a pull-up. I literally can't. I've been using the bands to aid me for so long, and I've been going down and down in like the strength of the band.
Yeah.
They were like, just try it. And I was like, I can't. And then all of a sudden, I just pulled myself all the way up. It was incredible. I did my first pull-up. I can't believe it. And then I did it again. I did it twice. Not two in a row though, but I did it twice. It was just the most amazing feeling ever. So like, I can't explain how long I've been working on that, literally since I joined the gym.
Yeah.
I remember using the thickest band. I went on the thickest band the other day just to like try and remember, you know, what it was like. It's like a trampoline. It's so, so, so thick. It like lifts you up so much. At the time I was like this was like, I didn't think it was helping me at all.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was helping me enough at the time. And it's crazy how your strength can improve. I can't believe I can pull myself up over the bar. It's just so cool.
That is amazing. Well,
very excited.
I mean, because has she said to us before, or was it me you said to on the breakfast show one day that I think I'm never going to get a pull up?
I probably never.
I remember
get
how
there.
Big into it you were, and
but it's such an like, well, for me it's such an achievement. Like it, I when you start trying to do a pull up, it literally feels impossible, and you look around and you see other people doing them, and you just think, "Hi, like my arms cannot pull me up that way." It's just such a weird thing. And to now be able to do it, like I can't wait to be able to do like two. I don't know if I'll ever be able to do five, but you never know, because like it's just progress over time, and it really shows that like time and consistency like pays off. So
it'll be like with the band. So you'll get one, and then eventually you'll get two, and then eventually it'll be three.
Like,
and
people add weight. What the heck?
Hicks does that. Do you ever see Hicks makes me sick? So he goes, why is he so good at everything?
I know.
You just see him, like, he goes on his Instagram stories in the gym and he's doing pull-ups and he's got a chain round his waist and a weight hanging from it. And it's like, stop, mate.
In test week this week, a man in our gym added 47 kilograms. 47.
I don't even think I could lift 47 kilograms.
No,
I swear to God, I'll just double check that was right.
47 kilograms.
That's like the weight of a small person. Like...
It is, yeah.
Is that like 7 stone?
In and around there, yeah.
That's rough.
Isn't that crazy? So he added that to pull himself up. I'll just double check that.
Just going to go ahead here and lift a preteen.
Sorry. 42.5 kilogram.
Yeah.
42.5, that's still low.
Still a lot, yeah.
Because all the boys are trying to do 25. He's basically doubled that. It's crazy. Anyway, yeah, it was very, very, very exciting.
Good.
Nice week for Melissa.
Glad for you, mate.
What
about you? You've had a big...
I've had the most fun yet most stressful sort of like week and a half, because we finally got going on the holiday that we booked in 2020. Halfway through 2022, we finally got going. So we flew from Dublin to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
From Toronto, we went straight down to Niagara Falls, which is one of the loveliest places on earth. You ever been?
No.
Never.
Niagara Falls is amazing.
Tell us about the pancakes.
So I was going to say it's amazing, but it's also the most expensive place you will ever visit on earth, right?
Right.
See, no matter what people tell you about Iceland or Dublin or whatever, like Niagara Falls
tops
is
it.
Expensive. And I think it's because they have you. Do you know what I mean? So it's about an hour and 45 minutes away from Toronto.
Right.
So you can either like make the choice to drive down an hour and 45 minutes, spend the day there, bring a picnic with you, and then drive back to Toronto, or you can like mm-hmm. eat at Niagara Falls. So we were staying there for two nights, I think it was. And we went to this restaurant. You've heard of IHOP?
Yes.
The International House of Pancakes. So they've got one there.
Oh my goodness, I didn't realise that's what it stands for. Yeah.
So it's like a big tower. It's in this hotel that overlooks the falls, right? And we were like, oh, there's an IHOP
the
in there.
The falls!
The falls, yeah. No, not the falls as we know them. There's no balls in the falls there. Sorry, the Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Not the balls on the falls. It overlooks the waterfall, right? And it's an IHOP. And I thought, let's go there for breakfast. But it'd be lovely, you know, breakfast over the Niagara Falls. What more could you want? So Ashley got a pancake stack and so did I.
Mm-hmm.
I had a coffee and Ashley had a glass of water.
Right.
How much did that cost?
I'm going to say about $50.
50 quid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so not $50. Like, so it was like, that. I think it worked out at like $67 or something.
Jakers.
And I mean...
So the pancake stacks must have been $25 each.
I think they were thereabouts.
You got a coffee and she got a water.
Uh-huh.
But think about it. Like, well, you could go back, but when are you going to eat pancakes at Niagara Falls?
Look,
again?
I know, I get it. I understand. But it would have made more sense if it was like a fancy schmancy restaurant, you know, not an IHOP. Not like a chain restaurant.
Was it nice?
I feel like IHOP's kind of expensive, though. I feel like IHOP people love to go. It's like a tourist attraction.
It is. There's an IHOP at the hotel that we were at as well, though.
Is it the same price? No.
No. It's much cheaper.
Did you see on the menu what price they were? No.
I try to make a habit of not doing that when you're on holiday because you don't want to. You don't want to be sitting watching your money.
You don't want to make choices, Yeah.
You don't want to be sitting watching your money while you're on holiday, which is inevitably what I had to do. And we'll get to that part in a minute. So we did Niagara Falls. That was brilliant. It's a lovely place. I would recommend visiting it. Just do be prepared that you will spend money.
Yeah.
Like you will.
You'd which save is loads fine. Of money before you went. You knew it was going to be a trip of a lifetime.
Yeah. Exactly.
Curtis had plenty in his back pocket. Sweet.
Well, I didn't have as much as we thought. But anyway, we'll get onto that bit in a minute. So... we then went to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
We only had a day and a half in Toronto because the flights got changed. So we were meant to have a direct flight from Toronto to Vegas a couple of days later.
You flew from Dublin to...
Toronto. You get a bus to Niagara Falls because it's only an hour and 45 minutes.
So you did Niagara Falls and Toronto
We had 2 days at Niagara Falls.
Sorry, yes,
right?
Okay.
And then we drove back to Toronto and spent a day and a half in Toronto.
Yeah.
So is Toronto amazing? I really want to go.
Incredible. We didn't get to see enough of it. Mm. So we arrived at 3 o'clock in the afternoon-ish on the Wednesday, mm-hmm. I think it was. And then there wasn't a lot of time to do stuff, so I booked tickets to a baseball game, which Ashley absolutely loved. We went to see the Blue Jays, and then the next day we just had the day in Toronto, and it was only a full day, so we were like, let's just, you know, the open top buses you get?
Yeah.
We
did the bus tour because we were never going to fit everything in, you know, so we're like, let's see the sights. Definitely somewhere I want to go back to.
Did you find Toronto expensive? Because my friend's actually from Toronto, and she says it's crazy expensive these days.
I feel like Niagara Falls shocked me so much that everything after that didn't seem as expensive.
See, whenever you were in Toronto, did you go to Tim Hortons?
I went to twice. Yeah.
Was there a difference?
No.
They're
exactly the same.
Really?
Yeah, they're exactly the same.
That's good for like Canadians over here.
Yeah. I didn't notice a difference. It's all the same donuts. It's all the same coffees on offer and all that stuff. Mm. Yeah, because basically, I don't know what you're like when you're on holiday, but I'm an early riser, and Ashley doesn't like to be rushed out of the room.
Right.
So she likes to like maybe go out of the hotel at maybe like 10 or half 10
in
the morning.
Yeah, me too. I don't like to be rushed out
I'm
of
up
the
at
room.
8 o'clock in the morning being like, let's go.
Yeah.
So I spent...
We need to get showered, we need to do our makeup, we need to pick our outfit.
We need to decide
what we're doing for the day.
I completely get it. So
I
go out in the mornings and do like a wee...
You go and get the coffee?
I go for a walk around the city and then get like a wee coffee run.
Curtis, do you know what? Ashley will love that. Like, that's the best thing ever.
I wish Scott would
get up early.
It's good for me because then I get to go out and...
Yeah.
For once, mate, you're making Scott look bad. He always makes us look bad.
Where's my belt? Do you know what I mean?
As I said that, I was like, you're talking absolute shit, Melissa. You've not even been on enough holidays to know Scott does that. And he brings me everything I want. Do you remember on holiday last year, I was like, I want an iced coffee and they didn't do one, so he brought me a cup of ice and a coffee.
I'm going to send him this clip. And then one morning when you're away in Palma, you're going to wake up and roll over and he's not going to be there.
And he'll be
and
away.
And they'll arrive back like half an hour later with the coffees. So Toronto, yes, we didn't get the experience, a whole lot of it. But if you like New York, really New York-y vibes in Toronto.
Have you been to Chicago?
No.
Same.
No, I've heard. I've heard that. So the way Chicago was explained to me is the way I would explain Toronto is it's New York, but not as full on.
That's
it's like a chill New York.
That's how I explain Chicago. Yeah. It's very, like, it's got the hustle and bustle with the chilled vibe.
Yeah. Saw the building Suits was filmed in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so Suits was filmed in Toronto because it looks so much like New York.
Yeah.
So I saw the film that Suits, or the building that Suits was filmed in. So that was Toronto. We then flew down to Calgary. So we were supposed to go directly from Toronto to Vegas. That flight got cancelled. So we had to fly to a city called Calgary, which is on the other side of Canada. And then we had to fly from Calgary down to Vegas. Now, without getting too much into it, every airport in the world at the minute is a mess.
Yeah.
Every airport. And Toronto is no different. I'll explain to you guys later on. You don't want to go through the whole story. But basically, my bag got lost, right? Somewhere.
So on the last podcast, what did I say to you?
Put air tags in your bag.
What was the best thing I've ever said to you?
Putting air tags in my bag. Now, here's the thing, right? You will torture yourself if you have an air tag in your bag.
Yeah.
It's the best thing ever because I was able to locate my bag whenever it was lost. But having the air tag in it. So me and Ashley were sitting on the plane, right? And it said that Ashley's bag was with us and my bag was on the opposite side of the airport.
So can I interrupt you for a second? See, whenever you explained this, I was like, right, so Curtis got on the flight and went to Vegas, but his bag didn't get to Vegas. How does that work if his bag was then on the flight?
It wasn't.
So the bag didn't go on the flight.
So
other side of the airport.
So Ashley's bag, you know, you use the air tags and you can see where things are. So Ashley's bag said it was with us and it said my bag was on the other side of the airport, but my bag hadn't been seen in 47 minutes.
So you hoped.
I was like, so I thought maybe what had happened is I'd left the zip open and the air tag had fallen out. And
that was really wishful thinking.
Yeah, that wouldn't be my go-to.
But I'd said to Ashley, I was like, what do I do? Do I say to the air hostess that my bag's not on the plane? Because then you risk holding up the plane
while
they go and
look for it. They would have done anything.
I don't think
about
they would have done. And Ashley was like, just we'll see what happens. You know, maybe the air tag's fallen out or something and we'll see. So we let the plane go, took off, and that was fine. We arrived in Vegas 2 or 3 hours later and I checked the thing. That's what I mean, you'll torture yourself because I was looking at it going, my air tag is in Calgary still.
Yeah.
So we waited by the baggage belt and lo and behold, my bag was not on the plane. Not there. So had to go over to that wee office, which was full of bags, by the way. You couldn't get into the office for the baggage thing because there was so many bags in it. Like I knocked the door and the girl was like, we need to do it outside. You can't get in here. There was no room to move.
But it must be such a weird thing. I remember losing my bag and now it didn't come home with me after my trip. That was after my West Coast trip, which actually, you know, I was like, oh, so annoyed. But it wasn't the end of the road because I was home.
Yeah.
I was coming home to all my belongings and they delivered it to my house in the end. But it must be such a different feeling going up and being like, I know exactly where my bag is.
I can tell. And it didn't matter. I know where it is. And she was like, that doesn't matter. Like, they'll still have to look for it. So whenever you fill in the wee form, the process starts at where you started your journey right through. So there was people in Toronto looking for my bag needlessly because I knew where it was. Surely that's just a phone call to be like, it's not in Toronto, it's in Calgary.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, I'd said to her, I was like, roughly how long does this take? Because I'm only in Vegas for 5 days. So like it might be better just getting it sent back to Dublin or something. And she was like, it only usually takes like 2 or 3 days. Where'd you come in from? And I said, Canada. And her face went, oh, right.
No.
Canada at the minute is the worst country to travel through for air travel. For some reason, I don't know why. The night before we went to Toronto to fly to Vegas, Nick Kyrgios, the tennis player, was sleeping on the floor of Toronto Airport.
Oh my
That's gosh. How bad it is.
Wow.
An actual guy who was just in the Wimbledon final. Because I didn't want to say to Ashley, but I was like checking the news to see what state the airport was in. And all the headlines were like, Nick Kyrgios sleeps on the floor. And I was
oh
like,
my goodness.
What hope do we have? But anyway, look, my bag arrived 2 days later. It was all fine. We got there in the end. And Vegas is the most mad place I've ever been in my entire life. It was mental. You know.
I also got my nails done this week, and my nail girl was there the exact same time you were there.
Wow. Really?
It didn't even really cross my mind. I knew she was in Vegas, and I knew you were in Vegas. I didn't even put two and two together that you were in the same place at the same time until she said, J-Lo got married while I was there. Yeah. And I was like, J-Lo got married while Curtis was there.
J-Lo and Ben Affleck got married while we were there. So they did. It was crazy. And it was one of those weeks. I think it was the same, I was telling you, the same church that Travis Barker and, is it Kendall?
No, Courtney.
Courtney Kardashian got married in. But we didn't see any of it. So, Vegas is crazy. It's the maddest place I've ever been. Like, what you imagine it... You've never been, have you?
No, I'm going next year.
What you imagine it is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's just the casinos are huge.
Well air-conditioned?
Well air-conditioned, yes, because it was absolutely... It was like being in a special section of hell while we were there, because it was 46 degrees one of the day. It was mad. I wouldn't go back at this time of year. But it was crazy. In fact, this week, it's actually only like 36 degrees, which for us is hot, but I'm looking at it going, that sounds manageable.
Yeah, that's pleasant.
It's the warmest I've ever been in my life, to the point where it's hard to get out and walk around. Do you know? Like, so we spent a lot of time in the casinos. You'll notice I don't even really have a tan because we spent so much time indoors.
Did you win anything?
So we only played the 25 cent slots.
Okay.
And Ashley got a big win. And I think there was this guy who must have been like a hardcore gambler who heard Ashley's machine going ding, 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 ding. And he came around and he was like, oh, sweet. Yeah. And because it sounded like it was going mental. And he looked at the machine and it was paying her out like, it was like $3.80 or something. Because we were only paying the 25 cent slots. Yeah. So it sounded like she won loads and he came back and then he just disappeared. He was obviously like, stupid people, like, so that was our only big win.
$3.
What's the other thing? The best way to sum Vegas up for me, right, was Ashley went to the shop to get us a couple of drinks because there's no mini bar in the rooms or anything. Basically, what they do is they give you an ice bucket and you buy your own drinks to bring with you.
Okay.
So Ashley went down to the shop and she came back. I was like, get me a can of beer if you could. She came back with a can of Heineken.
Mm-hmm.
You picture the size of a can of Heineken, right? Over there, they're a litre.
Wow.
A litre can. And I was like, what the hell is that? Like, how am I going to drink that? I did. But also she...
should have shotgunned it.
She came back with this wee bottle of... you know, like the wee airplane bottles you get, the wee miniatures of tequila.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, why'd you buy that? And she goes, they give me it free because I showed them my ID. So she went to buy drinks and the girl was like, can I see your ID? And she was like, yeah, there you go. And she goes, hey, you get a free shot for showing your ID.
Unreal. No,
and
that's
Vegas.
I was speaking to my nail girl and I was saying, the measures are so big, you can get like drunk so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a hairdresser in the nail salon where she works. And he was asking, like, well, what size are they? And I was like, well, as far as I'm aware, I used to work in a bar in Liverpool. And in England, a shot is 25 cl. Because I used to have the Irish saying to me, that's not a shot, fill that up. And I'd be like, I can't, that's the measurement. So I think the measurement here is 35 or 30. So it's 25 over there, 30 or 35 here. And I was like, I am sure it's 50 over there.
I would believe that.
And they looked it up and they were like, no, in America it's 35. And then they were like, oh, in Vegas it's 50.
Vegas.
The measurement for a shot in Vegas is 50. It the alcohol have, sizes are humongous.
It seems to have different rules compared to the rest of America. Yeah. Everybody's walking around hammered. Everybody's lit. It's the weirdest thing. So there's these bars like up and down the strip that are just out on the street and they're basically like, they call them cocktail bars, but it's like Stush Puppy.
Okay.
There's like a whole load of different machines of flavors. And you get those. Do you ever see those like big plastic
from
tubes?
Disneyland? Yeah.
So you get like one of them, right? You buy one of them for $12 or whatever it is. You fill it up with this alcoholic Stush Puppy. They go, do you want one shot or two?
Uh-huh.
And because of the heat, me and Ashley were like, oh, just give us one shot. And we were steaming.
Right. Yeah.
From one shot. We were like, what the hell have they put in this? But everybody's walking around with these big plastic things filled with slush, steaming.
So is the kind of thing you buy the glass and it's free refills?
It's not free refills, but you pay less then for it. So, and the thing
I remember being at a pool party and the glass, like the first drink was $50. I was absolutely steaming over it. But I think it was like $30 for the cup. So when I went back for my refill, or else it was $20 for the cup. So when I went back for my refill, it was $30.
Yeah.
One way or the other.
That's what it was like. So, and the thing is, all the things were branded. So I was like, we can only go to that bar. Doesn't work like that. You just have the cup and you can go to whatever bar you want. Just be like, fill that up and they do it. And mate, it's the weirdest.
I can't wait to go.
It's honestly incredible. It's, it's amazing. I really, really enjoyed it. I get why a lot of people don't like it as much. Mm. But you don't have to be a gambler to go. You don't have to be.
I couldn't do it for more than like 3 days.
No, it's so full on.
Yeah.
And like, did you do the Fremont Street thing?
No, I really wanted to.
That's the one where the zip line is?
Really wanted to.
Right.
Vegas was one of our second last stop, and we were like 20 at the time, 21. No, we were 21 because we could go to bars. So I must have been 22. My friend was 21. But like, I didn't have a lot of money. We had done like a whole tour. So I remember we went to the Grand Canyon. I really wanted to do the helicopter ride like you did, but couldn't afford it at the time. I would go back and do all of that. It would be amazing.
Yeah, the Grand Canyon helicopter ride was amazing. It was it's like, when would you ever get the chance to do that? So the helicopter lands in the Grand Canyon. You fly over it and then you land in it, like in the canyon.
Class.
And they give you like a wee glass of champagne and everything.
Doesn't
it's lovely,
the Grand Canyon just look like a painting? It looks like you're looking at a green screen. Mm.
It does.
I've never seen anything look so unrealistic in my life.
It's the weirdest thing you look at, and you always can't believe you're there. Yeah. Like, you've heard so much about it, but you don't really know much about it. Yeah. And then you're like looking at it and being like, this is the Grand Canyon. And you're only in a small section of it too. Like, when they explain
it's
to you
so
how
vast.
Huge the thing is, you're like, wow, that's crazy. The Fremont Street thing, that's what I was going to say. So Fremont Street is like the old part
old
of Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
It's like where all the old casinos and hotels are and where the mob used to hang out and stuff. But the main street, they've put like this digital roof over it.
Mm-hmm.
And at night time, they, on this like digital screen roof, they put a blue sky with clouds. So you're like walking, you go into one of the casinos and like, you know, it's nighttime. It's like 12 o'clock at night and you walk out of this casino and it's like broad daylight. It messes with your head so much. Like, it's crazy. That was amazing. We've seen a few shows. We went to see RuPaul's Drag Race live. We went to see Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil is bucket list, Curtis.
It was amazing. Yeah. There's so much to do that it's hard to like point out
one
the
favorite.
Things you want to do, like we wanted to go to a pool party actually, but I assumed that in Vegas the pool parties were every day,
mm-hmm.
but they're actually only Thursday to Sunday. So we had stuff planned for the first few days, and then it came to Monday and we're like, let's go and see Tiesto at a pool party, because he does one like every day, we assumed, but he doesn't. So we didn't do any pool parties. Chelsea were playing when I was there.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I was going to get tickets for it, but I'd already used my brownie points for the baseball game. Because the whole trip was for Ashley's 30th birthday, so I took a hit on the Chelsea game. I didn't go and see it, but yeah, that was pretty much my last couple of weeks. It was an amazing time, and yeah, I will not be going anywhere for a while because air travel at the minute is just madness.
Yeah,
but all good. The only other thing I was going to say was something that stuck out this week. Mm-hmm. Melissa influenced my dad.
What?
Melissa literally influenced my dad.
Right.
Does he listen to the podcast?
No, he listens to the radio show.
Okay.
Right, so on Saturday, I went around to see him after we'd done the show, bring him over his presents from holiday and stuff. That was Saturday evening. And I said, Ian, what'd you do today? And he went, I went to that new
trade market
in Belfast. And I was like, oh, yeah, like, how'd you hear about that? Because he's not really like into stuff like that. And he goes, I was listening to The Cool today and someone was talking about it. And I was like, it was somebody else talking, because we were talking about it this morning. Who were you listening to?
It was me, Dad.
No, he goes, I think it was, do you know who it was? It was Melissa. Melissa was talking about it. And I was like, on that radio show that I'm on? Like, that radio show that your son is on?
Yeah.
And you didn't even, like, hear me? He heard you talking about it.
That's so funny.
You influenced my dad. That
do you
was
know
the only
we didn't,
thing.
We didn't even end up going to it.
No, neither did I.
On the Sunday, we were going to go on the Sunday after the fight, but we went to the cinema instead, and I was so wrecked from like obviously having no sleep and I needed a nap.
Mm-hmm.
But we are going to go. It's meant to be really good. The reason we really want to go is for the pie guy. I think I told you about it before. It's unbelievable pizza.
Yeah, that's the one Dublin Road where the old movie house cinema.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my week. Connor, how about you?
Yeah, I've just been busy with work bits. You wouldn't believe that I've been in London.
Have you?
You've never been in London,
no,
have you?
I'm actually going again tomorrow.
Here, were you there when the heatwave was there?
Oh my God, it was horrible.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
It was horrible. So I was there Monday to Thursday and I went the whole time I was there until Thursday afternoon without getting on the underground. And Curtis mentioned about a special place in hell. It was disgust, like it was so
the
bad.
Underground's horrible on a hot day, isn't it?
I was walking down the street and like was on the phone, and whenever I came off the phone, the sweat
in
my
your crease
arm
of your arm
from like having my arm bent. Just being busy with work stuff. I have hired people. I'm now the boss of people.
Oh,
yeah, I've got people who work for me now, which is mad.
I know, is that not so scary? Being like, oh my God, I have to tell them what to do today.
Yeah. So that happened. I signed a new artist to the label, but I haven't
announced them.
It hasn't been announced yet. No, it's going to get announced soon. The song's coming out at the end of September. We do, like, so in the label, whenever you sign a new artist, the lawyers and stuff are there because they do the deals and the managers and everything. And you do like champagne and like there's like a little spread and stuff. So it's like a little thing,
celebration,
which was nice. So yeah, looking forward to that. I have to go to Amsterdam in October.
Nice. So
I
booked
that.
Such a good time of year to go.
Yeah, I have to go for work. So Liv has decided that she's coming as well.
Okay, let me get your list of places to eat.
Well, this is the thing. So I have warned Liv. I was like, I am going to be so busy because there's a conference, a dance music conference called ADE. So I'm going out for that, which is Wednesday to Friday. So I was like, I will be out from morning to like the following morning. You're not going to see me. Aww. I was like, are you going to be okay with that? Because I don't want to feel
like you're leaving
bad
her.
Bad for yeah. leaving her by herself. She's like, yeah, I'll be fine. So
but Amsterdam's so lovely to explore and the shopping's really good.
Well, that's the thing. So beside the hotel, there's a Primark.
Yeah.
There's a Zara. There's an
H&M.
There's
also like they have their own like Selfridges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which Liv will love.
Yeah.
Is that the one across the road from the Primark? Like that big department store?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's cool.
So book that. Liv's coming along to that. Go to Ibiza next week, which I'm excited about. What else has happened? Oh, have you watched the TV show Succession?
No, but I've heard so many amazing things about it.
Incredible.
How many episodes?
It's three. It works out 29 episodes.
I'd never heard of it until like season three, is it?
Yeah.
Recently dropped out of nowhere and all of a sudden everybody was like, I forgot about this. Like,
so I started watching it like last year and watched the first like three or four episodes and couldn't really get into it because it was quite slow.
Yeah.
And then I was just wanting something to watch. I was like, oh yeah, I'll go back and check this out again, and just got hooked. So I didn't know until I was in the office last week and someone had mentioned it to me. It's based on the Murdochs, the big news company here, the family in the
Rupert
UK.
Murdoch,
yeah. So it's based on him. It was amazing. So I've just finished season three and I'm raging that and it's always the way. I need to wait until the end of next year for the new season to come out. Have you watched the DB Cooper thing on Netflix?
What a waste of a weekend watching that.
It was horrible, wasn't it? It was so bad.
So we covered the DB Cooper story. Do you remember that atrocious episode we did of the Unsolved Mysteries because we had absolutely nothing to talk about?
Oh, yes.
And I think that was the only episode ever where Melissa's mum was messaging and being like, didn't really enjoy that.
Oh, yeah, that's so true.
Do you remember?
My mum was like, didn't really like this week's episode.
We're sorry, Aline. It was a pandemic. We had nothing to talk about. So the DB Cooper thing, I'd say to Ashley, can we watch this? Like, I'm interested in this story. And it was just, it went nowhere.
It was the biggest waste of time, wasn't it?
So if you remember the Cecil Hotel one,
mm-hmm.
it was somewhat a waste of a time, but at least there was an end point where you could make up your own mind.
Yeah.
The DB Cooper thing didn't even give you that.
No.
It just kind of, it told you the story and left it being like, but nobody knows.
Yeah.
I don't like stuff like that.
It was useless.
It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. So I thought it was going to be like telling you the story of it, because I obviously know, but just to watch it. But it was like an investigation of these nutters trying to it wasn't great.
It was stupid. So there's people who were convinced that this guy was DB Cooper, right? And they were like pushing him and trying to get him, and then he died. So it's like, we'll never know whether he was DB Cooper. And I was like, why did you waste my time with this? It was just, I think I explained it as a documentary, literally for documentary's sake. Just for, somebody wanted to make it. I think it was the main guy in it who like did all the work needed to get something out of wasting like 10 years of his life.
Yeah.
So made a documentary.
Yeah.
It was stupid.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I'm so glad somebody else watched that. I needed to vent about that.
It was rubbish. Like, I started watching it coming from London on the plane, and I was like, I was so excited because I saw it and I was like,
yeah,
this is going to be amazing. And I started watching it and I was like,
It was useless.
But because I'd started it, I was like, it might get better. Didn't. So I'll finish it.
It actually only gets worse.
Got worse,
to be fair, yeah.
I forgot I also went to London on a press trip.
Oh, yeah.
Before I went to Lisbon.
What was that?
I went with Dermalogica.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, London is such a vibe. Like, it really is. And it was such a... We flew into the city airport. I didn't even know the city airport
super
existed.
Handy,
which is
isn't
phenomenal.
Yeah.
You just drive into the city. And I'm going back at the end of August. I'm taking my friend Emma.
When are you going?
Oh, don't ask me. I don't know.
I'm there at the end of August.
The 20-something.
Do you know, see for a podcast that's like loosely based around, I know it's based what's happening in our group chat and stuff like that, but loosely based around things that are happening in Northern Ireland. Have any of us done anything in this country over the last 2 weeks of note?
I did a pull-up apart from Tribe, Belfast.
That's true. Okay, so you've done everything exciting. What's the one thing you did in Northern Ireland? A pull-up.
I went to a new restaurant. So a friend of mine that I've spoken about in the podcast, Maddie, who works for Apple.
I went to a new restaurant too. You'll have to tell you about it after.
So he was here for a couple of weeks.
I thought you were going to say you opened the restaurant.
No, it wouldn't surprise me. Probably will. But we went to... I've been meaning to go to it for a while with Liv. It's called Nico's on the Lisbon Road.
Oh my goodness, yeah. I die over it. In the dark, the wee lights and everything. It was so romantic. No.
It was so good.
Yeah, I've heard good things.
Like, it was really, really nice. Yeah, I think that's it. Like,
so I went to
really
New Belfast. A New Belfast. I went to a new restaurant. You like tacos, don't you?
Yeah.
Right? Have you heard of Q Belfast?
No.
CU.
Uh-huh.
There's like a fada or a hyphen over the U.
Yeah.
It's on the Lisburn Road, right beside, just past Oliver Bonus, near the new Seed. It is delicious. Really, really nice tacos. I would say rivals La Taqueria.
I still haven't tried there. That's the truck, isn't it? Beside the big fish?
No, that's something else.
Okay.
That's,
is that the one Gary Lightbody's like a part of?
I don't know.
He's
La Taqueria,
like an owner of a restaurant.
They have two in Belfast and one in Hollywood.
Okay.
Right.
I don't know if I'm saying that right. Really good tacos, but this Q Belfast, oh my goodness. Mm. I went on Tuesday night and I was like, why are there so many people on a Tuesday night? Like, we got asked to leave our table because another table was coming in. It felt like lockdown again. They were like, your time was up on your table in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We have another booking. And we were like, okay.
All right. That's what you want, getting kicked out of the restaurant. Like,
but I still recommend it.
I'm in London the 22nd to the 25th, if you're
around. Oh, I go the 22nd.
Mate.
I just checked.
Also, just want to give a little bit of warning because it didn't last year and you shouted at me. It's my birthday on the 19th of August.
Right.
August. That's a Friday.
Okay.
It's my sister's on the 17th. Let me write that down.
Big ups to
the
Leos.
You stick that in your notes?
Yeah. I don't
no,
know.
No, I don't want anything. You don't need to get me anything. I'm just...
Yay.
I would just like... you sent me a message anyway last year. You should shout
just,
it because I didn't
just
let you know.
Just to flesh out the food section of the podcast just so we can get those stats up. I also had actual poutine in Canada. It was lovely.
And?
Exactly the same as it is here. Really, really nice.
Only
it literally
six
is.
Times the price.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Have we been talking for an hour already?
Yeah, we have. We need to do the
45
quiz.
45 minutes. Should we move on to the quiz?
Yeah, because it's going to be a long
episode.
I don't have one.
Stays on. Isn't it funny how in the world there's like an infinite amount of questions that you can ask somebody, yet making a quiz is so hard? Do you know
one.
What I mean?
I've got one.
Right.
Okay, let's hear it.
No, I cannot be the Metropolitan quiz again.
No!
Questions 46 to 53.
We've rinsed that enough, like.
It's a music
quiz. I know they're going to come after us and be like, you owe us money for that. Like,
I actually wrote down one question during the week and I thought, oh my gosh, that would make such a good quiz. But then I couldn't come up with any more. So
I wrote down one question.
Okay. Are we just getting the one
should
question
we do
and that's the quiz?
Should we turn this into the one question quiz? That's like a catchy name.
Yeah.
Right, so I was listening to a song and I was like, that's such a good question. It's really not a good question.
Taylor Swift.
I'm asking you anyway, okay? You ready?
Okay.
All right, go.
What time is Bad Bitch O'Clock?
Connor.
I know.
8.
6:30.
Yes!
Yes!
Lizzo, it's Bad Bitch O'Clock.
No. Oh, yeah.
6:30.
Yeah.
About damn time.
Is that the quiz?
That's it, right? See you later, bye.
I've got more questions. Okay. Okay. Oh, I wonder is this biased? Mask it anyway. Only one country has won the song contest Eurovision on 3 consecutive years. Which country is
Connor.
It?
Curtis.
I'm going to go France.
I don't know how to find out the answer.
Super.
2 seconds.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, it's, this is the part of the... This is where it all falls apart, isn't it?
No.
Curtis, Ireland.
How did you know that?
Because Ireland's won it 5 times.
Really?
And they won it 3 years in a row.
I didn't know that, but I'm just assuming based
Ireland
off the fact
won,
that they
won Eurovision 3 years in a row.
Apparently so. You're the one with the
Yeah, they
answer.
Did. They did. That's incredible.
She says it with so much confidence.
Okay.
How can Ireland win it 3 years in a row with rubbish songs and yet Brooke can't even get through to the final?
Don't. Politics.
And that's not a slant on Brooke because she's class.
According
that's a slant on Eurovision.
To the Elvis Presley song, Can't Help Falling in Love.
Yeah.
Who says the only fools rush in?
The only Elvis song I know is A Little Less Conversation.
How can you not sing that in your head?
What's the song again, sorry?
Who says only fools rush in?
Dave.
Sandra.
Oh my God. If you'd asked me that question, I could have done that so easy.
Can you answer it for us?
Only
we're
fools
never
rush
this.
In.
Wise men say
no.
Only fools
I know that song
rush
now,
in.
That but I was never getting that.
Wise men.
No.
What's the score?
Can we play so much Elvis on Cool FM that I don't
Elvis
know how we got
Elvis is so current right now.
No,
because
I know
of the
it is.
Movie.
I'm not sitting there banging on Elvis
yet?
On the Spotify.
No, I need to go. Apparently, it's been like better than Top Gun, which is a crazy statement.
Yeah. Also, haven't seen that either, or the original.
You're missing out. Yeah. Which influential female hip hop artist released the album Pink Friday
Connor.
In 2010?
Pink
Nicki Minaj.
Friday?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Wow.
How do you not know that? You two are terrible. Do you work in radio?
I got the question right.
What's
Connor
the score?
Literally works in music. 2-1.
What's the score?
Okay. 2-1 to Curtis.
Okay. This is an easy one. In which country was singer Rihanna born?
Connor.
Curtis.
She was born in Barbados.
Yes. So now what's the score?
2-all.
2-all.
So there's only one more question.
One more.
Just
one.
Do a tiebreaker, yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm nervous. Okay, this is a good one. Which album has sold the most copies of all time worldwide?
Connor, I'm pretty sure we've done this question before. Which album has sold the most copies worldwide?
Of all time.
Of all time. I'm going to go Michael Jackson, Billie Jean.
It's no, not, though. It's not, Curtis.
Thriller, Michael Jackson Thriller?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why
did you
say
Billie
lost
Jean?
That.
Well done.
Yeah.
I think Billie Jean's on it.
It's, yeah.
But Thriller's the album, isn't it?
Well done.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Well,
well
done.
Done,
Connor.
I came back.
Winner stays on. Right, I think we've been looking forward to this all week.
So excited.
Great idea from Connor. So if you go on the TikTok at the minute, chances are you will see somebody posting something saying they're a 10, but, and then something really cringe after. And I suppose it's the job to work out whether they're still a 10 or not. Is that what it's about?
Yeah, so I was sitting last night on the sofa while Liv is upstairs cleaning, and I have like a list that I have came up with.
I would like to start.
Go.
I know you're a fan of a list, Connor, but Jesus, that thing's like...
I'm so excited. Go ahead, Melissa, kick us off.
Can I start? Okay.
Yeah.
He's a 10, but he cranes his neck to look at the traffic lights.
Still a 10 because there's nothing you can do to help
he's
that.
He's literally a 3.
What are you supposed to do? Sit there sit there until the car behind you starts beeping the horn because you don't want to crane your neck to look.
Okay, I'll go next. They're a 10, but they cut their spaghetti when they're having spag ball.
What do you mean cut it with like scissors?
Cut it,
that's
no, cut
my
it,
father.
Cut it with like knife and fork
really?
Instead of like twisting it with a
yeah, that's
fork
my dad.
And spoon. I hate that.
My dad goes mental if you don't crack up all the spaghetti before you cook it. I'm like, if you just pop it in, it's all nice long swirls.
See whenever...
Yeah, I don't like that.
See whenever I used to live at home with my mum, it was an ongoing argument anytime she made spag ball because she used to always like put it onto the plate and then cut up the spaghetti and I would just say... Don't cut my spaghetti because I didn't like it. And she'd be like, you'll just get what you're given. I'm like, no, put it onto the plate, put the plate to the side, do everyone else's, just don't cut my spaghetti. And she did it. And I think she was just looking for a fight. Do you have any, Matt?
He's a 10, but he wears goggles in the swimming pool. Have you ever been in a really chloriney swimming pool?
Yeah.
And like, you Curtis
get... is about to justify why he wears goggles in the pool.
It's either goggles or red eyes.
Yeah.
You know, which, although saying that, you get the wee red circles around your eyes after wearing goggles.
They're a 10, but they put their milk in before their cereal.
Who does that?
Liv does it. And
what?
It drives me crazy. She only does it whenever she's having Rice Krispies or Cocoa Pops.
That's the strangest thing I've ever heard.
It wrecks me.
I've never in my life seen
so
anybody do
her
that.
Her argument is that she doesn't know how much she's going to have So she pours the milk into the bowl. And then
that makes no however much
milk is there will determine how much cereal that she's going to have. And then because she then just puts whatever cereal that she is having into the bowl of milk, it stays crunchier for longer, she says, and doesn't go mushy.
I like the sogginess, you see.
Same.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Liv, that's she's weird, honey. That's weird.
She's a weirdo. They're a 10, but they believe in star signs.
You're going to pick a fight with Melissa here.
See, I don't. I don't really follow star signs. I would love to.
Yeah.
I would. I'm a Sagittarius. I know I am, but I've got no idea. Like, I'm joking. Holy Ghost. I've got no idea about star sign compatibility. Mm. I couldn't tell you what star sign's got is.
I was thinking based off your angel numbers things, like would that not play in the star signs? No?
I would like to get into them, but...
They're a 10, but they wear invisible trainer socks.
Yeah, they're a 10. Sometimes that's slick.
Yeah.
There's not
invisible trainer socks isn't like the wee ankle socks?
The ones that like...
No, the invisible ones.
Oh, the wee tiny ones?
They really only come up like to the back of your head.
They're not comfy though. I don't wear them. I wear ankle socks.
They cut my circulation off.
Yeah.
No, they do, but at the same time, like it's
either... They make shoes look better.
They do, and it's either that or bare feet and shoes, which is arguably worse.
I say they're still a 10. By the way, is there a 10, but... And then you have to say... So what number are they?
Okay, cool. We'll do that from now on.
Yeah.
They're a 10, but they know all the words to Maniac 2000. they're a 1.
The minus 4.
I don't know what they are. They're not on my radar.
They're a 10, but they use roll-on deodorant.
They're a 10. Right. Okay.
What's wrong with roll-on deodorant?
I hate it.
I think I've told you before, I am obsessed with Sure.
We've had a massive discussion about this,
And I bought it for Scott, and he was like, absolutely not. That makes like your hairs under your arms. Because, girl, like, well, I don't have hairs under my arms.
Yeah.
But boys do a lot of the time. And he's like, it makes them sticky. Once he started using it, he's like, he's trying to get all his friends convinced. He thinks it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I'm having none of it.
Does he manscape? Have you never heard of this?
What?
Have you never heard of this, right? So manscape is removing hair from parts of the body.
Yeah.
Like, does Scott do that? No.
I'm not, like, what? Why are you asking such weird questions?
Because you're talking about the hairs under the arms with...
Are you talking about...
I just get rid of them.
Hairs in other places.
I shave underarms as well, like trim them and stuff.
Yeah.
Not like I don't shave them right down to the bare skin, but I get rid of a lot of the excess hair.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
I'm not talking about other body parts. Like, that's private.
That's what I thought you were asking. I was like, what the heck?
Bit intrusive.
Can you ask that? Can you ask your championship belt winning boyfriend whether...
Right, I've got one. Okay, this is for you. She's a 10, but she won't stop talking about her ex.
It's a 0. Like, that's... Like, I... What do you even say to that? Yeah. Like, why are you with someone who does that? Do you know what I mean?
Sometimes I tell stories about my ex because they're funny.
If it's a negative story, then yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know, like if all you're doing is slagging them off, that's fine. I'm here to listen to that all day.
If you're reminiscing on the good times.
Yeah. Well, we went to this really nice restaurant one time. It's like, no, I don't want to hear it. Yeah. Shut up.
They're a 10, but they still use a pay-as-you-go phone.
They're a drug dealer.
Yeah, they're up to something.
Do you know anyone that uses a pay-as-you-go phone?
I don't. I've got one. She's a 10, but she's always late.
See, to me, it's lower.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a 5 for me.
I'm always late.
It's an 8 for me because it's not the end of the world. But here's one, right? So... they're a 10, but they use Snapchat as a form of communication.
No! Do you know two of my best friends, since they've started dating, they talk to each other on Snapchat.
Why? What age are they, 12?
I didn't even realise this until the other day. I saw her messaging him and I realised they were messaging on Snapchat.
No.
I was like, what? You're 30.
Yeah. I didn't even know Snapchat was still a thing. They're a 10, but they say espresso instead of espresso.
That for me is a 5. Yeah. That, solely because it was beat into me when I worked in Costas. Like, it's not espresso. Yeah. It's espresso.
They're a 10, but they scream when they see their friends in a club. 4.
Oh, why wouldn't you?
No,
they're having a good time.
So, no, but...
Do you mean the big over to the top screaming?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Saw you half an hour ago!
Wrecks me.
Okay. Hey,
go ahead.
He's a 10, but he dances on TikTok.
3.
Yeah.
But it depends.
It's cringy.
If he's one of those phenomenal, like, actual dancers.
If he's a dancer, then fair enough.
He's still a 10.
If you're just a dude jumping on one of those trends, I find that weird.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I don't find the fact that they do it weird. I find it weird in the places they do it. Mm. It's somebody who sets up, like, a phone in a shopping centre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And does a TikTok dance, and you're like, mate, do it in your bedroom.
Do you know what? I'm nodding along, but if I could dance, I probably would be that person.
Yeah, here's one,
I can't dance, so I'll never be that person, but it's only because of my inability. Yeah. Not my lack of wanting to. Like, I would love to.
They're a 10, but mm-hmm. they sleep with socks on, or keep socks on during the horizontal tango.
Horizontal tango?
What? I sleep with socks on.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, that's easily a 4 for me.
You don't understand. You do not understand how cold my hands and feet are.
No.
Like, I'm not kidding. If I take my socks off, I can't get to sleep. My feet are so cold.
See, I can't sleep. I feel weird sleeping with socks on.
I would happily put on like an extra 2 pairs of socks.
It feels restrictive.
Yeah.
I used to wear bed socks when I was a kid.
I love feeling like the bottom of the
sheets beneath
duvet.
My feet. No. I sleep with socks on and it's a conscious decision.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm now a 4.
They're a 10, but they don't take your Netflix recommendations.
A 0! A -3! They shouldn't be on the podcast!
Sorry about that, lads. I like what I like, okay?
Okay. I've got one. She's a 10. But she's rude to the service staff.
-6.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
No,
literally the worst, the number one turn off.
No.
I don't like being rude to them. I don't mind raising a concern, but there's no need to be rude to someone, is there?
No need.
They're a 10, but they don't put the trolley back when they're at Tesco's.
Sorry, like, I totally agree. You are a 1 because
that.
You could damage somebody's car.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
A 100%. Gust of wind in this country, and it really annoys me. I see them all over, like, the Asda, the Tesco car park, and I, like, consciously drive away from them because I'm like, one gust of wind, my lovely car will be damaged. I've got one.
Go.
He's a 10, but he slams his door into the car beside him.
Oh, no.
Doesn't
like,
even take
it?
Care. Yeah.
I don't know if that. Do people do that on purpose? Or do you mean
No, but like they don't take caution. He's a 10, but he doesn't take caution if he's parked beside a car.
They're a 10, but they still wear plimsolls.
Plimsolls?
Yeah.
Who wears plimsolls?
Plimsolls are like those wee canvas kind of shoes, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so are Vans okay?
Yeah, I think Vans are, yeah. Vans are okay.
I don't really like plimsoll, what plimsolls are.
A specific, it's like a gin. Do you know what plimsolls are like? PE goodies.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So they used to be in the indie days.
Yeah.
They were very in, weren't they?
You talking about Toms?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Like plimsolls.
And also,
I wouldn't be a Toms fan, but that's because I always think they look like they make your feet sweat so bad. Yeah.
They're a 10, but they don't clean their shoes. Like, they have dirty shoes all the time.
Yeah. Scott's is still a 10. He loves cleaning. He won't leave the house until he's literally scrubbed his shoes over the sink. It's so weird.
I think there's a fine line of having
that doesn't bother me at all. My shoes are always dirty.
I think if your shoes are absolutely stinking, it's weird. But there's a fine line between them having a bit of wear on them.
I
don't mind that, you know. They're them, but they have a single bed.
That's so unfair.
Okay, so we're looking at this.
I had
a
single bed my whole life.
No, but
really?
We're looking
I
at this.
I shared a room with my sister, we had 2 singles.
Mm. We're looking at this in the context of we are now adults, whether we like it or not, and you're on the dating scene. You go back to someone's house and there's a single bed there.
I've never met anybody in my adult life with a single bed. That sounds so like, whoa, I've been in a lot of bedrooms. Not like that, but like, and none of my friends have a single bed.
Yeah.
You know, you're thinking about horizontal tango.
Would you stop?
They're a 10, but they can't say Worcestershire sauce.
Neither can you. It's Worcester sauce.
Worcester sauce.
So you're a 1, Connor.
I always stumble up saying it.
I think we'll find the promo anyway, so there we go. Put that in as a mark. Right.
Okay, wait. They're a 10, but they want an open relationship.
That's red minus, flags that's all over that, isn't it? Like, they're a 10, but they run for the bus. There is nothing more awkward than running for the buses or the train. Like, I had to run for the train a couple of weeks ago, and it's just awkward. Like,
you went to -1.
Yeah, there are 10, but whenever you're going to the shop and you ask them if they want something, they say a surprise.
Oh, don't.
There are still a 10?
No,
just
they're
surprise
not. They're
them.
Not. Just tell me what you want. You want something.
Well, there are 10, but you tell them you don't want anything at the shop and then they don't bring anything back.
And
there
then
are
they
zero.
Get annoyed.
They're the worst.
No, but if you...
Bring something back. Surprise me.
No, this is the thing. But then if you get a surprise and it's not something that they want, then you're
with,
the bad
you've
person.
You've been with her 11 years. You know what she wants.
Who live?
Yeah.
Live just anything chocolate level.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. Get her a piece of chocolate.
It's so funny you say
it's
that.
It's not that hard.
Ashley always says to me, oh, will you get me snacks if you go to the shop? What do you want? I don't know, a surprise. And every time I bring back the same thing.
Yeah.
And she's happy.
Yeah. Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, you've been together a long time, you know what to get her. And the thing is, if she's easy enough pleased, any bar, like, you could bring me back a Wisp of Gold. I'd be like, oh, wasn't what I was thinking, but absolutely delighted. A Bueno. Oh, delicious.
Yeah. I'd be raging if someone brought me back a Bueno.
Mauam pinballs, my favourite. A Wham bar.
What's a Mauam
pinball?
Yeah.
They're like favorite. They look like gumballs, but
oh
they're not
God.
Gum.
They're like my number one, but I never buy them because I eat the whole packet.
Do you not find though, right? Because the last time I had a bag of Mauam pinballs, my jaw was aching.
Yeah.
Because you eat the whole bag and they're just chewing them forever. Like,
they're like just the right amount of sour.
She's a 10. But she says she's fine when she's absolutely raging.
Yeah.
So there's a couple in that the listeners have mentioned about. They clap whenever the plane lands.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that wrecks me. So I've got one from personal experiences. They're at 10, but they stand up on the aisle of the plane as soon as it stops and wait for it to get off.
They're literally not your boyfriend once you get off the plane.
Yeah.
No,
it
it's wrecks. Over.
Do you know...
Stop doing that.
So I've noticed something. See, whenever you're queuing to board a flight...
Yeah.
And, like, you get into the queue, some people, like, sit around and stuff, like, go grab a seat, but there are people that, like, stand in the queue. I'm a type of person that stands in the queue and waits. See the people that sit on the seats,
mm-hmm.
but are, like, closer to the boarding gate...
Yeah.
...but just get up and join the queue? Wrecks me.
I don't know those people.
Have you never seen that?
I'm somebody who sits not near the gate and then gets up and joins the back of the queue.
Yeah, no, I've noticed people on flights like just get up and then join the front of the queue. Like I'm standing here for the good of my health.
There was a guy who, in my eyes, no, I don't know whether he was a 10 or not. I wasn't looking at him that way, but he dropped to a 0 whenever something happened on one of the flights. I think it was our flight from Calgary to Vegas. And what happened was. There was a guy and girl sitting beside each other. Now, they were together, they were a couple, but obviously they'd been given different seats and they were kind of like going to just... And I know they shouldn't have sat in that seat, they should have waited the ask, but a guy came over and was kind of like, you're in my seat. And she was like, I was wondering if you would mind swapping with me just because... And the guy was like, no, that's my seat. And he made her get up and move. And I was kind of like, that's... You're a 0, my friend.
Yeah.
So that's just by the way. But,
Was it a window seat?
No, it was a middle seat. And I was like, who chooses? Like, if you have the option to get out of a middle seat, you
really
take
weird.
It, like, yeah.
Some people are... I know people are weird about wanting the aisle seat or wanting the window seat. People either want one or the other. So I just assumed it was one of those. Yeah. Not never the middle seat.
Mm. They're a 10, but they don't leave their tea bag to steep.
What? Yeah, nah. I think they're probably a 6.
Right, you need to leave it for a minimum of 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Scott Harvey, this is directed at you.
Does he leave? Does
no.
He?
Don't listen.
It. They're a 10, but they don't send you a goodnight text every night.
Oh. Hang on, wait to live with him?
I know.
I never see him before bed. I'm always at work.
But why does he need to send you a goodnight text whenever you're still awake?
He has to tell me he's going to sleep and he loves me.
But you'll see him whenever you come in.
But then he's asleep.
But does he not like wake up and like turn over whenever you come in?
No, he's dead asleep.
What age are you? You need a good night text.
I would love one of those.
Really?
I don't get them.
Every night.
Every night. Love you so much.
He's
a 2, by the way.
He's a 10, but he shaved his beard and the moustache after seeing Top Gun.
Do you know what? On the right guy, he could literally be an 11.
Right here, look.
But
okay.
The risk is... You know,
so Miles Teller in Top Gun, moustache,
12,
banging, right?
Yeah.
See the rest of us, just don't do it.
A 2.
And why are mullets a thing at the minute? Have you noticed this?
I think it's Stranger Things.
No.
Ashley said the same thing, because after Stranger Things happened, everybody has a mullet.
But
like,
my friend was telling me she's got wee brothers, and she's like, it's not Stranger Things, like it's a Gen Z like style hair thing in school. a lot of the wee boys in schools have mullets. And it wasn't, it was like before Stranger
Things.
Why
are kids' parents not being like, you don't want to do that?
Yeah.
Like, but this is like 2 years ago, all the wee boys were getting perms and they were actually so lovely. Like they were keeping it like short on the sides and then they were getting perms on the top and it was lovely. But now it's mullets and
where
it's
was
not
all
so
this
lovely.
When we were kids? Like my dad sent me in to get a two back in sides and a bit of a short cut on the top. Yeah. Like, and
yeah.
There, go ahead.
No, you go.
I was going to say they're a 10, but they order a fillet of fish from McDonald's. If you want to go back, we have done an episode where we sampled the fillet of fish. And you said it wasn't too bad, didn't you?
Yeah, I liked it. I've never, ever ordered it, but
you
probably
wouldn't,
should.
Would you? You wouldn't?
I'm just always so looking forward to like a McChicken sandwich or a cheeseburger. I don't think I'd pick it over those.
Yeah.
You know?
She's a 10, but she asked you if you'd still love her if she was a caterpillar.
What's the answer?
I would go... It depends whenever she's asking you. If she's asking you right before you're about to go to sleep, you're a 3.
Yeah.
If not, then like a 5.
Ashley's asked me before if I'd still love her if she was a worm. So she has. It's like, well, the thing with caterpillars is, right, there's some nice looking ones. There's some caterpillars that have nice worms patterns and stuff, and there's some that aren't. Are just ugly. Yeah. Do you know? Anyway.
What else do we have?
There are 10, but they keep their chocolate in the fridge. 15, my friend. 15. Yes. Chocolate
you don't
belongs
like chocolate
in the
I
fridge.
I like chocolate in the cupboard. I like it warm to melt in your mouth.
No.
Like,
chocolate's so much better whenever you're, like, the crunch, whenever you're biting it.
Yeah, and you need to be able to snap it. Yeah. Like, there are 10. There are 10, but they have a Velcro wallet.
Stop.
Are Velcro shoes still
a
thing?
My daddy has a Velcro wallet.
Really?
Yeah. Don't
with
call
a little chain hanging from his
things. No. No.
He's a 10, but he wears white jeans.
Here, I wore white swimming shorts on holiday and got so much stick for it.
I don't think I've
really
ever seen a man
God
in white swimming shorts.
White swim. As long as it wasn't a white Speedo, you're probably...
No, white like Calvin Klein, like swimming
boxers thing. I don't think I've ever seen ones like that.
I got so much stick on Instagram. People are like, oh, you're brave for wearing those.
Because
like,
white goes see-through.
Yeah, but it's like a netting thing in it so you can't see anything.
I made that mistake one time when I was younger on holiday.
Really?
I brought my football shorts I don't know, I was packing shorts for going on holiday and I brought my football team shorts with me and the shorts were white and I jumped into the pool in them one day. They were like those football shirt material, straight into the pool, seen everything.
Oh no.
The whole lot, like, honestly. That I can understand why people are saying that now.
Yeah.
There are 10.
That's my favourite.
Right, okay, this is good because
right,
there are 10. Sorry, he's a 10, but he can't drive.
Yeah, that's just more frustrating, though.
When I met Scott, you couldn't drive.
Yeah,
and
I couldn't drive
10?
Whenever I met Liv.
I told him we couldn't be together.
In fairness, he lived in a different country.
I lived in Belfast.
Yeah.
I didn't say we couldn't be together. I told him he was going to have to learn if this was going to work, which was the truth.
Yeah.
He learned, and it worked.
They're a 10, but they keep snakes and they feed them rats.
What?
Oh my God.
I find it weird when people keep snakes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm
or
not.
Tarantulas.
No. That's not a pet. Like,
no. If that thing gets out.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
no
coming for you.
No.
This is my favorite. So we spoke about this last night. I'm going to give her a mention. Elizabeth Clark. This is class. They're a 10, but they run up the stairs on all fours.
Who's
that
doing that?
I don't think I've ever seen anybody do that.
Who was it? What was the
name?
Actually,
my cousin
Elizabeth
and I used
Clark.
We used to pretend to be cats and dogs.
Okay,
and
as
run
a kid
up and down the hallway.
Yeah. As a kid.
But that's what I'm saying. Since then, I've never seen anybody do that.
Elizabeth, we need context, right? We need you to get in contact with us. Tell us who in your life is doing that. Now, I did dwell on this last night for a bit because I was thinking, who does that? And then I thought, that's a very efficient way to get up the stairs, right? Because my dog constantly beats me up the stairs.
Yeah.
I race him up the stairs as a wee game and he always wins.
So
it's because he's got four legs.
I said to Liv last night and she's like, yeah, but you would get up quicker. And I'm like, that's not the point.
Do you know what? It'd be like something out of The Ring, wouldn't it? Imagine, like, it'd be a scary movie. You're standing at the top of the stairs and a full-grown adult comes pelting up the stairs on all fours. Like, that's horror movie stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know?
They're a 10, but they're from Larne.
I don't know anybody from Lauren, so I don't know what that means.
So it was not to offend the people of Lauren, right? I do want to drop in there and say I actually don't have anything against Lauren.
Neither do I.
I don't think I've ever been
there's
to Lauren.
There's an unfair stigma
there
against
is,
Lauren.
Now, the part of Lauren that I
is
have a problem
Lauren
with...
Is Lauren where I went for my MOT?
I don't know.
Probably, yeah.
Do you remember I said there was a really great straight road somewhere I went?
This is what I'm going to say. I get booked to play a gig in Lauren one night, right? Yeah. And I have nothing against Lauren, but my trip to Lauren was severely put up. What would the word be? It was made a bit wick because of the road to Lauren, right? It is the most boring road you will ever drive. Mm. That road from the roundabout on the motorway to Lauren,
yeah,
hands down the most boring thing I've ever done in my life.
I think if you give someone a map, they couldn't point out where Lauren is.
I have no idea.
Neither do I.
I've got no clue.
I don't even know if I did my MOT in Lauren. I'm going to Google it.
Narn is like, Lauren is like Narnia, isn't
it? If I did do my MOT in Lauren, I remember saying, I totally disagreed with you. I was like, that's the best road in the country. That was phenomenal. It was such a straight road. It was a brand new road and it was amazing.
Whenever I was driving down it, it was kind of like a grim grey evening. Maybe. It was raining and there was just nothing around. I think it's the road itself is grand. It's nice and smooth and everything and it's very straight, yes, but there's just... nothing around you.
Okay, I've got one from Nicole.
Yeah?
He's a 10, but he wears a grassman coat.
What's that?
I don't really know what the grassman is. But
so, I don't really know either. I think, and obviously I don't think this because my daddy's a farmer, I think the grassmen are like farmers.
They are.
Like a barber coat?
No.
So,
so the grassmen, like it says, I've seen people in grassman fleeces, it says grassmen across the back.
Right.
And they like... I think grassman's like college. That could be completely wrong. I don't know.
So McCammond explained it to me one time because he was telling me about this thing that happened at the SSA arena called Farmers Bash.
Right.
The very first one. And it was like a big country music sort of like concert festival kind of thing, which is grand. And he was saying about how the grassmen were there and everybody was going mad over them. And I was like, pause you there. What's the grassmen? So these are people who upload YouTube videos of them listening to things like Wake Me Up by Avicii.
Right.
Which is a massive culty tune. And like drive around their tractors cutting grass.
Yeah.
The grassmen.
I don't know, but that's the gist that I got
but
from
the
David.
The grassmen. Right. Oh, do you know what?
We need to watch
Can somebody write
video.
In and explain to us what grassmen is? Because I thought it was like a logo of like a place.
No, I think it's like it's a YouTube
channel. I thought
it was
like wearing like a Belfast Mech coat. Like I thought grassmen was like a college, no?
No, it's a YouTube channel. So it is, which is...
it is a YouTube channel as well.
They're 10, but they wear Moses sandals on holiday.
I don't know what Moses sandals are.
Did your brother get his Birkin deals?
They haven't arrived yet.
No?
I tried to buy Scott some Birkenstocks, so if Moses sandals
are... deals! I'm so out of the loop.
Birkenstocks are so cool right now. Like, I tried to get Scott a pair and they're completely sold out on ASOS.
Is there such what is a Birkin deal?
I have no idea.
No,
Emmerdale, you're putting Emmerdale and Birkenstock together. I think Moses sandals are Birkenstocks. I disagree. I think they're really cool. I really want Scott to have a pair for holiday.
What if they wear socks with them?
Absolutely not. They're a zero. It's a whole different ballgame.
Right, here's one that I agree with, right?
Yeah.
They're a 10, but they vape.
I don't see the fascination with, like, even people that don't smoke or have never smoked historically vape.
Yeah.
Like they just do it as like
the thing that gets me about vaping is the way people do it inside. You're not allowed to smoke inside anymore, so people vape inside and it's like, look at me, I'm vaping inside. And it's like, take that stuff.
Sometimes I'm walking behind somebody though and I'm like, oh my God, that smells amazing.
It smells incredible,
It's not great for you though, is it?
I don't think it's
as
healthy. It's nowhere near as bad as smoking, but I don't think it's as good for you as people want.
Yeah.
It was never going to be good for you, but I think people thought it was way better than it actually was. There was a presenter used to work at Cool FM who... I used to vape during the show and I was just like, what's the need?
See, I think the thing is, like, I've never smoked or anything, but I think the difference is with a cigarette, like, there's something there physically and like you're taking it out, whereas a vape, you're just constantly like putting it to your mouth.
See, I did used to smoke, and a lot of it for me was actually habit. That's what I found the hardest part to break, was the habit of doing something as opposed to actually smoking. But there we go. Right, let's get a few more in before we go. Let's see what we've got. Let me see. That's Clapham when the plane
lands. I've got one.
Let's hear it.
She's a 10, but she collects pound coins.
Two.
Seven. it's a weird obsession, but I'm not against it, you know.
I just went onto our Instagram and I saw this picture of me and I was like
technically you're saving money, so it is it's an admirable thing. I've got one that's going to get you, is right?
Yeah.
They're a 10, but they get a bath with no bubbles.
We did a whole episode on this, didn't we?
A bath with no bubbles, that's weird. That is weird.
Alright, he's a 10, but he only eats penis pasta.
12.
For comedy factor? Yeah, yeah, absolutely 12.
They're a 10, but they ask to split the bill.
Depends what part of your relationship you're at.
As the gentleman that I am.
Yeah, so I was going to say...
I always hand a pen anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, if a girl asked me to split the bill, I don't think I'd be as offended, but I would never ask a girl to split the bill.
I don't think I've ever asked or been asked to split the bill.
No.
Like, obviously, being in a relationship, I'd be like, here, I'll get this, you can get the next one.
Yeah.
Or
vice versa. Yeah.
But I don't think we never be like, oh, here, I'll pay half, you pay half. That's... Mm. I mean, we're together, so like,
yeah. What's mine is yours?
I've got one more. There are 10, but they don't listen to the What's Happening podcast.
Minus 2.
Yeah. Who doesn't listen to this? Like, this is amazing.
I could walk around this building that we work in and produce this podcast from it and ask people if they've even heard of it and would still
like
get...
throwing a stone into a pond and hitting water.
Still get like a vacant glance of like, eh? What's that? Literally the podcast that happens in this building and they wouldn't know. But anyway, anything else we want to add before we go?
No, I think we've pretty much covered everything. I really enjoyed that episode.
Yeah,
thank you so much for sending those in.
Yeah, there were.
I think we need to do more of that. Like, obviously, we've ran like dry on so much content.
We're not supposed to give that secret away.
I think we should get the listeners involved a lot more and like get their input and everything.
Do you know what? We should just get the listeners in to do this. Shouldn't we just take a week off and just hand it over?
It might come to that, you know?
It might do. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed that. Thank you for getting involved. We are not going to be back next week because you two are disappearing off out of the country again.
Yeah.
So when did we agree the next time we were going to do this was August?
Week commencing of the 15th. I think we could do it.
Yeah, we'll do something there. That's fine. I mean, I'm going away nowhere.
3 weeks.
So I'm not.
3 weeks.
So we'll do this in a couple of weeks. Don't forget, if you want to be listener of the week, you can do that. Melissa, how can somebody be listener of the week?
Pretty much just send us a wee DM over on our Instagram. You of course have to be following us over there as well. We are at What's Happening Podcast, or you can leave us a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts.
Yes, that would be amazing. Now, you also can leave us a 5-star review on Spotify if you're so inclined, but we can't see who it is that's left a review, so unfortunately we won't be able to give you a shout out. It's better to do it on Apple Podcasts, and then our bosses see it and leave a nice message, and like I say, they don't really know this exists, but you know, it's a good thing anyway.
One day,
with the help of you. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you when we are back, and have a good couple of weeks, guys.
Bye.
Enjoy your summer.